From the studios of Books in Motion, this is John Pruden reading Jackson Hole Journey by Linda Jacobs. Now let's begin with Jackson Hole Journey. Chapter 1, June 22, 1925. Francesca Di Paoli's vision of Jackson's Hole as a peaceful haven lasted until she arrived. When the wagon topped a rise north of Jacksontown, she caught her first glimpse of the Tetons, a sheer wall of jagged peaks beneath boiling black clouds. Dust devils danced on the valley's broad, sage-covered floor, harbingers of a wind blast that sent sand stinging into her eyes. While a curtain of rain swept down from the heights, she laced her hand through William's arm. His muscles, tight from controlling the anxious team of bay horses, bunched beneath her fingers. Lightning stabbed and split a lone pine too close for comfort. At the blinding bolt, Francesca ducked and saw red, bisected by a streak of brilliance. The horses reared and plunged, crying shrilly, as the stench of charred wood filled the air. "Easy, Eli, Jacob." William leaned his shoulder into Francesca's. "Missed us, by God!" His voice sounded thick, as hers might if she tried to speak around the lump in her throat. Thunder crashed, rolling like barrels down the cellar steps at the Castello da Vigna. Storms had never alarmed her in her native Chianti. From the time she was tall enough to see out the window of the servants' wing, she'd always gotten out of bed to see the first faint...